将善事行在人的面前，故意叫别人知道。
Here it says, not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them.
这样我们的神就不赏识我们了。
Because if you do, then there's no reward from your heavenly Father.
这是为什么道理呢？
Why it would be this way?
因为我们故意行在人的面前，别人就会夸奖我们，或者别人就会报答我们了。
Because we do the acts of righteousness right in front of others, then we should have their applause, their reward.
我们已经得到报答，
and after,
神就不再赏识了。
If we gain the human's applause, then there would not be any reward from Heavenly Father.
这个是存心的问题了。
This is out of your self-motivation.
所以，我做善事，当然尽量不要让人家知道最好。
When we do the acts of righteousness, it's better to avoid the attention of others.
这里说不要故意让别人知道。
Here it says, do not do it right before others to attract their attention.
故意让人家知道，人家就说这个人很有爱心这个弟兄怎么样我生病的时候天天为我祷告或者我有困难他就来帮助我。
Being careful, that means that we should not do it purposely to draw others' attention. For example, that when a person is sick, you want to see him all the day and you make it known to everybody to win the praise from others.
他知道他本人对方本人知道他会感谢我们别人知道他会夸奖我们。
For sure that when you do the good work, the person has been benefited, he would express the gratitude to you, and you also have the approval from general public for sure.
这样我们已经得到报答了，将来主耶稣来的时候就没有奖赏了。
In this way, that for sure that we have been awarded, but by the time when Jesus come again, then there's no any reward.
这两种报答，当然神的奖赏、神的报答是最。最好了。
In comparison of two different kind of reward, for sure the reward from Heavenly Father is much greater.
我们做善事最好要看在神的份上，做在神的面前就最好了。
When we do the act of righteousness, we do for the sake of the glory of our Heavenly Father, and we do it in the presence of Him and Him only.
但是也是不能够说绝对不管在什么情况之下都不让别人知道也不行。
For sure that we cannot completely avoid others' attention.
因为有些事情你必须要让别人知道。
For sure something that would become known to others.
那如果不让他知道，你就没有办法做。
For sure that you will do not let him know, you will not even be able to do it.
我们可以参考一遍，请看马太福音第五章。
Let's consult Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew 5
17节
verse 17
马太福音第五章17节
Matthew 5 verse 17
我向我来要废掉律法和先知我来不是要废掉乃是要成全18节
verse 18
我实在告诉你们就是到天地都废去律法的一点一划也不能够废去都要成全19节
verse 19
所以无论何人废掉在诫命中最小的一条有教训人这样做他在天国里要成为最小的但无论何人遵行在诫命有教训人遵行他在天国要成为大的我们自己要遵行诫命好像受安息日
We have to follow the commandments of God. For example, follow the Sabbath day.
我们守安息日一定别人会看到的。
For sure, when we follow the Sabbath day, it will be known by others.
尤其是我们要叫别人也要遵行你也希望你也能够遵守安息日。
Especially when we want to persuade others to do the thing, then you yourself have to do it.
你没有办法让你也不知道。
It's impossible for others not being able to be aware of it.
就好像传道夫人一样。
Just like a preacher of the board member.
他希望大家都能够为教会兴旺祷告。
They wish everyone would pray for the prosperity and good work have been done in the church.
那就必须以身作则。
Then they have set the good example first.
那 如果说啊，你们大家都要祷告，自己躲在房间里去祷告，那别人看不到，别人以为啊，传道啊或者长子一直叫我们祷告，他自己都不祷告。
Because if you want everyone pray, but however you hide yourself in a private room, no one will be able to know that you are praying in the same accord with them. You have to pray with them together.
啊，所以这种道理要会活用，看情形啊。主要是我们不是故意让人家知道的，我们啊必须要人家知道，也啊没办法。
While we are applying the biblical principle in our daily life, we have to exercise the heart of wisdom.
那我们做这善事，最好是不要锦上添花，要雪里送炭。
When we do the acts of righteousness, it's better that we can help someone who are indeed in need of our help. We don't have to purposely try to add the decoration, just like putting the flower on the top of the good piece of a decorated masterpiece of the cloth.
我们看路加福音十四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章十二节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 12.
十二节，耶稣又对请他的人说：“你摆设午饭，快晚饭，不要请你的朋友、弟兄、亲属和富己的邻舍，恐怕他们也请你，你就得了报答了。”十三节，
不得请。
你摆设宴席，倒要请那贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了。啊，十四节
，14，
因为他们没有什么可报答你。到义人复活的时候，你要得着报答。这里说，我们请客就是请人家，最好不要请那些有力量啊还我们的。
He says that when you set up a banquet, you should not invite for those they can pay you back.
因为他有能力还我们，我们请他，他又请我们，这样啊，我得到已经得到报答了。
For sure that if you invite them and later on they would also invite you back, that means that you will be rewarded later on.
那我们的天父就不再奖赏了。
In this way that our Heavenly Father will be no more rewarding you.
啊，我们要请那个没有办法报答我的，他很穷啊，他没有力量报答我们。
However, if we go out and invite those, they are not capable to repay you back.
啊，那这样。他就会欠我们的债，欠我们债到主耶稣来的时候，这个债主耶稣要替他还。
Those they were invited, although they are not able to repay us back, seems like they are in debt on us. However, those debt shall be paid back to us by the time of the coming of Christ.
啊，主耶稣要还的时候，连本带利不晓得加好多倍要还给我们。
Because when Jesus he pay us back, he would pay up the principal with a lot of revenues.
啊，那个偿还才是最美好的。
The dividend pay back to us probably will be several times higher than the principal itself, which is extremely good reward.
是对我们最有利的
了。That will be the most benefit to us.
啊，那现在我们要再查考第七点应当小心的事情。
This consult about 7 points.
也就是最后一点了。
The last one.
我们看约翰一书，约翰二书。
Let's consult with Second John.
约翰二书是在约翰一书的后边。
The books after First John.
约翰二书。
Second John.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰二书八节。
Second John verse 8.
你们要小心。不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得满足的赏赐。这里说，我们应当小心做圣功啊，我们不要做了以后又失掉了。
Here says, watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for.
啊，做掉以后把它失去了，等于没做一样。
Because if you lose what you have worked for, that means that you completely lose what you have been done.
那就得不到奖赏。
Then you have no reward. When we are engaged in the holy work, we have to exert all the patience, all the perseverance, and indeed, this is very difficult.
我们做了以后，结果又死掉了, 那不是很可惜的事情吗?
If we work for it, however, eventually we have lost it, then how in benefit that will be.
做圣工也不要贪多,
when we engage in holy work, don't be greedy to do too much more.
要脚踏实地一步一步去做,
step by step, you have to firmly execute that what you're capable to do.
我记得有人将那个狗熊去采那个什么包谷玉树树，他材料就夹到这里，结果再采第二个，这个又掉了，始终只有一个狗熊，那个狗熊，狗熊啊，
talking about one kind of the field animals, I don't know which species, try to steal the corn, and after he take corn and put it into armpit and go into the other field, want to pick up the other one, and he lost the one he just picked up.
因为他采的虽然多，他采第二个的时候，第一个就掉了，他这个一路看掉了第，那等于始终都是一个。
Although that he continued to pick on the second one, but he always lose the first one. Therefore, he always just end up with one.
甚至于到最后走的时候，空空的，大概一动又掉了，就没有了。
And since that he's swinging around too much, therefore he also drop off even the only one he kept under his armpit. Then he have lung.
我们做圣工做一件，就要把它保守一件，做一件把它装口袋装好，不要它让它掉了。
When we do one holy work, and then you just try your best to do that one and preserve it, and therefore you have won.
这样才能够得到满足的赏赐。
In this way, then you would have the satisfaction in your reward.
做的多都丢掉了，那实在是很可惜的。我们知道，我们教会初期也有一位长老是很有名的。
If you long too much and then you have lost too much, and that would be unprofitable to you. Remember, in the early stage of the developing stage of our church, this elder, he received a tremendous gift from God.
能够一病干归，行许多的异能。
There was miraculous signs and wonders follow him, there's the power of hearings in this person.
但是因为领袖没有注意，也就是不小心，就把后来因为骄傲，把所有的工作都失去了，得不到奖赏。
Being not watchful enough, therefore, although that he have done a lot of work for the Lord, and finally he was lost himself.
不但得不到奖赏，是将来他离世。 是不是会进天国都有问题啊？
Not only he have lost all the reward, however, whether that he will still be able to keep his own personal salvation, which is something that we are also in doubt.
所以我就常常劝年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们做圣工，人心是很好，但是要注意领袖。
Therefore, we try to persuade all the young brothers and sisters, be fervent, being fervent to do the holy work is good. But however, you do not overdo it.
我们做圣工，不可以以暴制憾，就是我们冲一下，结果一下就跌倒了，那就完了。
When we try to exert the effort in doing the holy work, we cannot just try one attempt, and then later on, we completely given up the rest of the nine attempts.
我们要做圣工，宁可细水长流，少做一点没关系，我们自己要站稳，自己不要跌倒。
It's better to be just like the lasting flow of a little brick of water than just to be a flash of the one flash of the flood, and then there's no more.
也就是我们做领袖应该超过做圣工，领袖要多于圣工。
In other words, we should exert more effort in our self, the spiritual cultivation, much better than try to do the work. Let's consult with the books of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
传道书第九章.
Books of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
传道书九章十八节.
Chapter 9, verse 18.
九章十八节.
Chapter 9, verse 18.
智慧胜过打仗的兵器, 但一个罪人能败坏许多的善事. 传道书九章十八节.
Chapter 9, verse 18.
这是说智慧胜过打仗的兵器.
He said wisdom is better than weapons of war.
一个罪人能败坏许多的善事.
One sinner destroys much good.
虽然做了很多善事，到最后犯罪了，都败坏了.
In other words, that although that you have done much good, but finally you were trapped in sin, then nothing else shall be profitable.
我们再接着看第四章第一节.
Let's continue on in chapter 10, verse 1.
时常应是着香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。一点愚昧就把我们的工作都败坏了。
Here says a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor.
这是在神里面前了，神看我们犯了罪，把我们以往的善行都给我们抹掉了。
That means that if we commit sin against God, and then God will wipe away all the good works that we have done before.
我们看这个领袖多么重要，我们看保罗他怎么讲。
Therefore, that we know how important it is for personal spiritual cultivation.
先看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 9, see what Paul said.
哥林多前书第九章27节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
九章二十七节。Chapter 9, verse 27.
Here, Paul he says that I bruise myself to make his known his own master.
就是自己来约束自己。
That means that I applied the strict discipline over myself.
叫神服，因为他心里是愿意遵行神的旨意，也就是叫他自己的身体能够遵行神的旨意。
To make my body to know its own master, because the master is the mind, which is the one determined to follow the will of God.
因为这样才能得到满足的赏赐。
In this way, and this is the only way that he can find the satisfactory reward from God.
如果自己不孝心，不自己领袖，传福音给别人，自己到最后不能得救，太可惜了。
Being not careful enough, although that you have preached to others the gospel, but you yourself being found disqualified for the price.
所以贝德，这个使徒贝德他告诉我们。 万物的结局近的时候，大家特别要更要小心。
Therefore, Apostle Peter, he warned us at this end time, when all things would come into conclusion, we have to especially extremely careful.
说万物的结局近呢，你们要谨慎自守啊。
That means that in this end time, at the conclusion of everything, that we have to be extremely careful.
要精心祷告。
With a prayerful heart, discernment in God.
更重要的就是彼此要切实的相爱。
However, the most important one, which you have the mutual love for each other.
也就是要用爱心彼此带刀了。
In other words, that we have exercised the love and pray for each other.
这就是领袖的功夫啊。
This is the work of the spiritual cultivation for each one.
我们要常常这样领袖。 我们的过失才会减少啊。
We exercise this kind of spiritual principle to cut down the mistake that we can make.
我们可以看大卫他怎么讲。
Let's look at what David have said.
我们看诗篇39篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 39.
诗篇39篇。
Psalms 39.
第七节。
Psalm 39 verse 7。
第七节，主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。第八节。
Verse 8。
求你救我脱离一切的过犯，不要使我受欲望的羞辱。啊，这个大卫常常要向神祷告，求神救他脱离一切的过犯。
Here says that David, he often prayed to the Lord, therefore that to save him from all the transgressions, therefore that he will not make himself to be the scorn of the fools.
我们领袖主要的功夫是在这样，要求神救我们脱离过犯。
This is the principle of the spiritual cultivation. The final objective of this is that we pray to God that God will save us away from all the transgressions.
因为我们领袖还没有到一个时候的，就是还没到一个阶段的时候，我们常常会犯罪。
In other words, when we do not reach to certain level of the spiritual cultivation, and then we oftentimes we find ourselves in transgressions.
我们再看第四十篇的十二节。
Continue on Psalm chapter 40, verse 12.
因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能够昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战了。这也是大卫所说的。
This is the same verses which have been recorded by David.
那些罪业会追上我们，魔鬼他会追上我们。
He says, my sins have overtaken me.
让我们去犯过失。
And you will trap us in sin.
这样我们在神的面前都没有办法昂首了。
In this way that we are not even being able to lift up our head to look at our God.
他说这罪孽比我的头发还多，说都说不完了。
He says that all these troubles, which is without number, surrounding me more than the hills in my head.
我们如果反省我们犯的过失，我们心里就会害怕，心寒胆战。
If we do the self-examination, we discover all the sin that we have done before, just like a numerous hair in our head.
所以他才常常要祷告求神帮助他不要犯过失。
Therefore, King David decided to devote his heart in a constant prayer, and God will save him from those unnecessary transgressions.
尤其是在末日临近的时候，那彼得使徒彼得交代我们一定要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Especially by this time, the end time of the world, Peter he encouraged us that we should be extremely careful. We have exert all the efforts in this deep prayer.
不是专为自己祷告，也要彼此代祷。你替我祷告，我替你祷告。
Not selfishly pray for ourselves. That we have to have the mutual love. We pray for each other.
这样我们这个团体才会兴旺，才不会被魔鬼给我们攻倒。
In this way, then our congregation, we should be able to stand firm in truth of God, that we would not be defeated by Satan.
如果我们看重领袖能够这样，我们的所做的功虽然做的不多，今天一点，明天一点，积少成多，将来主耶稣来的时候就给我们很多的奖赏了。
Now, if we emphasize in this kind of spiritual cultivation, although that we do not do much work at one time, but if we continue on this way and we accumulate the good work one after the other, just like free the stream of the brick, there's no much water in it, but the flow of the brick is everlasting.
我们如果能够在起点上都小心地去做，我们的过失一天一天减少，我们的灵性一天一天的美好。
In our daily walk, if we even being careful and pay attention to the trivial things, therefore that we can prevent us away from the unnecessary transgression, we also can accumulate lots of little good work.
我们的教会也会日日的兴旺。
And meanwhile, our church also will be prosperous.
上午我们就讲到这里。
This morning we'd like to conclude our sermon at this point.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
218首。
Sing a hymn and praise the Lord, English hymn number 45.
Thank you. Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord for His wonderful grace.
主耶稣看顾我们，让我们平安又过一个星期。
Our Lord has protected us, therefore we have just passed the last week.
今天是圣安息日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath.
我们在这里听道里守安息日。
So we are sitting here listening to the sermon and consult.
愿神多多的赐恩给我们大家。
May the grace of the Lord would bestow upon each one of us.
我们今天上午想继续查考应当小心的几件事。
This morning we shall continue on the topic. Be careful of a few things.
这是从圣经里边选出来的。
This topic is the one we selected from the Bible teaching.
小心是就是要特别的谨慎的意思。
Be careful. That means that we have to be extremely. distinguishable in our heart to distinguish the things.
也就是处理这些事情一定要细心，随时要留意。
In other words, that we should have our concern all the time, being careful in our judgment.
第一件事情是小心怎样来听道理。
The first thing is that how can we gird up our mind and listen carefully to the teaching of God?
路加福音说。如果听到了听不明白，那个魔鬼就会来把他那个里头的心里道理就会夺走了。
The parable that Jesus made in recorded in the Gospel of Luke say after a person listened to the word of God, if he's not careful of by doing the word of God, then the Satan will come and grasp away the seed of the gospel.
有时候我们对道理不明白，魔鬼也会在我们心里头撒败子，就是让我们发生怀疑，或者是发生我们不正确的想法。
Even sometimes if we do not have the full comprehensions of the truth of God, then Satan also can come and destroy the seed of the gospel which have been planted in our heart.
听道理一方面要注意听，这个把圣经的道理不要误会，一方面也要注意讲道的人讲的合不合圣经。
Being a listener of the Gospels, we have to concentrate, be able to absorb all the truths, and we also have this discerning spirit in our heart to distinguish whether the speaker is speaking according to the truth.
要培养一种慎思明辨的能力。
Therefore, that we should have cultivate within ourselves the spirit of the discernment.
这样道理才会在我们心中日日累兴旺。
And then by doing this, then days, by the day goes by, then the words of God can be prosperous in our heart.
第二个小心的是就是我们处理事情要特别小心。
Second thing is concerning about when we execute the things, how shall we be careful?
看这件事情怎样处理才合乎神的旨意。
We have the discernment in our heart whether we execute these things with according to the teaching of God or not.
如果处理事情不合神的旨意，我们做了是等于白做了。
If we do anything which is not in lines of the will of God, then we are doing something in vain.
甚至于在这件事情上还有罪。
Maybe we also commit sin against God in these things.
那我们的功夫都会产生反效果。
To the contrary of our efforts, we are doing some kind of disvalue to our work.
第三件小心的是，就是说话要小心。
The third thing is concerning about the words come out from our mouth, also have to be careful.
因为圣经上说，生死在舌头的权下。
The Bible says that.It's up to the words come out from our mouth to determine whether we have life or we have death.
也就是说，说的罪那我们就可以得到永生。
In other words, if we say something right, then we shall obtain the eternal life.
说的不对，那就会下阴间，下地狱。
If we say something which is wrong, then it would also condemn us.
第四件应当小心的事情。
The fourth thing that we should be careful.
待人要小心。
That means when we deal with people, we also have to be careful.
我们不可以以讹报讹。
We cannot pay back evils for evil.
要饶恕人的过犯。
We shall forgive others' debts.
第五件应当小心的事情。
The fifth thing is that we should be careful.
就是救人也要小心。
Even when we try to save someone, we also have to use our discernment.
我们今天就查考从第五点开始。
Today is we'd like to start from the fifth point.
我们基督徒都一个责任，都是要救人的。
We as a Christian believers, we bear the responsibility that we like to save others' soul.
当然主要是要救人的灵魂。
For sure that we want to save their soul.
当然有时候肉体发生疾病或者是发生危险我们也应当去救。
Someone, when they're in a crisis of losing their life, or when they're in a critical stage,that we also should try to save them, their physical life.
神拣选我们就是要我们做这个事。
God have chosen us, for this specific duty.
那但是我们做这个事做救人的工作也要特别的小心。
But when we are engaged of just saving a person's life, we also have to execute the judgment.
我记得在如果住过台湾，在竹北那个地方车站附近，离火车站没好远，就离了一个铜像。
I live in a village which is not too far away from the railway station of Zhubei, and not far away from the railway station, there's a statue.
那个是一个军人救一个小孩子，因为没小心就被火车压死了。
The statue was set up there on that spot, particularly because once there was a soldier who tried to rescue the child away being run over by the railroad track, but he was not careful enough. He ended up with losing of his own life.
那政府为了纪念这个当然也是地方上的这个要求为了纪念这个士兵的这个善行，就给他立了一个铜像，就抱了一个小孩子。
The local people, in order to in remembrance of these soldiers' courage, and therefore they set up the statue on that spot.
我们基督徒救人的灵魂更要小心。
We as a Christian believers, when we want to save a person's soul, we also have to use the spirit of discernment.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。这是说偶然我们的弟兄中间偶然这个他犯了什么过失。
Here the Bible says that if someone is caught in a sin,
就被过失所胜，也就是被魔鬼所胜了。
In other words, that a person is caught in a sin, have been tempted, have been trapped by the trickery of Satan.
我们其他的弟兄姊妹应当要用温柔的心把他救回来。
Now we as a brother, we should restore him with a spirit of discernment.
也就是用我们的爱心要想办法救他。
In other words, we should have this kind of gentle heart. Through our love, we shall help him out of the trickery of Satan.
我们救他的时候自己要谨慎。
But when we try to do this, we also have to be watchful ourselves.
这个被过失所胜，往往是用魔鬼做工。
When someone is caught in a sin, it's always because of the temptation of Satan.
如果不谨慎，我们认为我很刚强我去救他一定没有问题。
If we feel that we are strong enough, we are capable to rescue this person from the trap of Satan, then we shall be really careful.
说不定也会受到魔鬼的诱惑。
Otherwise, we shall be tempted.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
26节。
Verse 26.
第二章二十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2:26。
叫他们这已经被魔鬼人已掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。啊，我们救人就是从魔鬼手里把他救出来。
Here says that, when we try to save someone, that means we try to save that person from the trap of the devil.
我们去救他的时候，魔鬼一定不甘心。
And for sure, Satan would not be willing to let him go.
那魔鬼一定要也要害我们。
And at the same time, Satan would also attack us.
我们知道这是一场属灵的战争啊。
We understand this is the spiritual waterfall.
好像美国攻击伊拉克。
Just like in the Persian Gulf crisis, United States and nation allies, they try to attack Iraq.
有少数的军人被人家俘虏去了。
Very few soldiers, they also have been captivated.
我们要救他的时候，你自己要考量怎么救啊，才能把他救出来。
When the squad team, the team want to rescue them back, they also have to exercise a lot of judgment.
也要注意自己的安全。
When they execute this kind of rescue mission, they also have to be watchful and protect their own life.
前几天好像有一个电视上有一个报道，说几个小孩子在那个玩水呀。
A couple of days ago, in the newspaper, there's a paragraph describes a couple of kids. They were playing around in the water.
有一个小孩子就掉到水里，就出不来了，就被溜走了。
One kid dropped into the floor of the water and had been trapped away.
另外的小孩子站在旁边看他掉下去了，也要下去救他，结果救他的人也被冲走了。
The rest of the kid while standing and watching this kid had been drowning. The other kids also jumped into the water, but not able to rescue the kid which had been drowning. They also had been drowned.
当然，我们就在看到他的人不应该说袖手旁观，但是也要注意到我们有没有办法，有什么办法才能救他。
For sure that we would not just become an innocent bystander and watch the victim have been drowned. But when we decide to jump into water, we have to also be careful.
我们牺牲了自己对他有没有帮助，能不能把他救了。
Think about whether it will be benefit to that victim if I have to lose my life.
我先讲的那个台湾那个军人救一个小孩子，那个小孩子救出来了，但那个军人牺牲了。
We mentioned about in Taiwan, the village, the soldier tried to rescue the kid away from the railroad track. The kid had been rescued, but the soldiers died.
因为那个小孩子在那个铁路上弯那个四肢，那个军人就把他拉出来，但是来不及自己把自己压死了。
The kid was playing with the stones on the railroad track.And soldiers jump into the air and throw the kid away from the railroad track, but he was too slow to come out, and then therefore he was being run over.
如果能够把人救出来，我们牺牲这个还有价值。
Although that we can rescue the victim, but we still pay the price of life, this is something still worth it.
就怕像前几天的几个小孩子一样，那。自己跳下去没有把人家救出来，自己也牺牲掉了。
What we are afraid of, just like what had been recorded in the newspaper a couple of days ago, the kid, they were not able to rescue the drowning kid, and meanwhile, they also have been drowned at the same time.
因为我们人都是很软弱的。
We as a human being, we are weak.
我们的敌人是魔鬼。如果我们不求神帮助，我们是没有办法胜过魔鬼的。
And without the help of our God, we are not capable to defeat our enemy, which is Satan.
所以我们要去救人之前，一定要先准备，先祷告。
So before we want to execute this, the rescue mission, we have to prepare ourselves, we have to devote our heart in a sincere for prayer.
有一次有一位姊妹就这样讲，她说我到一个姊妹家里去访问，为什么我们会打冷战这个全身都那个起鸡皮疙瘩。
One time, one of the teacher's sister, she told me, how come that time when I went to visit the other sister, and then I experienced that I was trembling, my whole body was trembling.
我就建议她，我说下次你要进食祷告，你去试试看。
I suggested to this sister and say that next time when you want to do these things, you better be prepared and pray before you go.
她经过进食祷告去就没有那种感觉了。
So next time this sister see how fasting and pray and went to see this the same sister. And this time, she didn't suffer that kind of trembling.
要救人，我们要先准备我们武装，先武装起来再去救人。
Before we want to rescue someone, we better equip ourselves ready.
有时候武装起来，我们还不一定能够胜过魔鬼嘞。
Even sometimes we think that we carry the whole armors of the equipment, we are still not capable to defeat the satanic power.
记得在大概八九年前。
Still remember about 8 or 9 years ago in Tainan, the church.
小弟和几位弟兄 一起去访问。
Myself, with some other brothers, we went for the visiting.
访问的对象是一位犯规的 妇人。
The person we visit is the woman who had been possessed by the evil spirit.
我们去了以后
When we went there, we prayed for her. At the same moments, we didn't experience any difference.
我们下午回来的时候，就感觉到身体很不舒服。
However, after we have finished the visiting, we went back in the same afternoon, then we start to feel something wrong in our body.
晚饭也吃不下去。
We lost the appetite, we don't eat anything.
但是回来还要领会，那实在是，甚至没有办法来讲道了。
However, I still have to be in charge of the evening service. I just didn't have that kind of physical capacity.
但是临时找人代替是很困难的。However,
I couldn't even be able to find any substitute.
只有赶快祷告，求神帮助了。
Therefore, I start to engage in a very sincere prayer to ask help from God.
感谢神，集合完了以后就支持不下去了。Thanks
the Lord, I will still be able to sustain my physical capacity to go through the evening service. However, after I conclude the evening service, I couldn't stood up again.
甚至于跪祷告都没有办法，要躺到床上祷告。
Even I was not being able to come down to my knee and pray. I have to lie flat on bed and pray.
一直祷告，睡着了。第二天，醒来以后就好了。
I pray until I went to sleep, and I woke up next morning, then I completely recovered.
因为我们人是软弱，我们心是有余，但是我们力量不足。
As a human being, we are weak. Although sometimes that we are strong in our spirit, however, we are weak in our physical body.
我们看马太福音，参考马太福音26章。
Let's consult Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26.
马太福音26章41节。
Matthew 26 verse 41.
总要静静祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。我们弟兄姊妹都是心里愿意去做好事、救人的工作。
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We as brothers and sisters, we are willing to rescue the soul, the lost soul.
但是我们肉体是软弱的。However,
our body is weak.
因为肉体它里头它会产生坏意。 会言语中轻语瞎子我们。
Our body is weak due to the fact that we're still in the flesh. Sometimes there's jealousy. Sometimes there is the sinful desire will come out from our flesh.
我们往往像保罗在罗马书上所讲的。
We are exactly the same pictures which have been described by Paul, recorded in books of Romans.
我们 愿意做善的时候，有恶随着我们，结果我们就被恶俘虏去了。
So if whenever we are willing to do good, then there's evil power control us, and we do something which is not out of the good, but it's come out become the evil.
做这种工作也不要逞能啊，也就不要逞强啊，认为啊我很有办法。
When we want to rescue someone, we would not just rely on our own capacity. You think that you're capable to do it.
格林多前书来说，我们自以为站得很稳呢，这个太别小心，免得跌倒。
The Bible verses in 1 Corinthians says, for those they think they are capable to stand firm, they shall be careful.
记得在台湾有一位年轻的传道。
Still remember, there's a young preacher in Taiwan.
有那个魔鬼来试探他。
The Satan came to tempt him.
甚至于他可以看到魔鬼来了。
Even he can sense the coming of the devil.
他就给同工匠，他说：“你看，魔鬼来了。”
And he turned over to talk to some other preachers and say, "Watch, here comes the Satan."
其他的传道说：“我们为你祷告。”
And the other preachers around him suggested to him, say, "Let's pray with you."
他说不必了，怕他干什么？让他来吧，试试看。
However, this young preacher says, "No, we don't have to pray. Let's just see that what he can deal with us."
我们一定要知道自己是软弱的，不能试试看。
For sure that we have to be aware of our weakness, and we should not tempt.
结果这位传道后来真是失败在魔鬼手里。
Unfortunately, this young preacher, finally he fell into the hands of the evil.
我们一定要了解我们人是很软弱的，一定要求神帮助。
We have to realize how weak we are. We have to rely on the power of God.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
我要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。第九节
verse 9.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。魔鬼像狮子一样。
Here says that your enemy the devil crawls around like a roaring lion.
他在地上走来走去，到处找机会要吞噬我们。
He's looking for someone to devour.
我们一定要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
We have to use our firm faith to resist against him.
不然的话就会被他吃掉了。
Otherwise, we shall be devoured.
不是真的有一个东西好像来吃我们，是诱惑我们犯罪呀。
That means that physically we will see some things come to actually devour us, but however it defers the fact that we can be trapped into the sinful temptation.
魔鬼不会变一个狮子来吃我们，吃我们就怕了我们会赶快祷告了。
Satan would not become a real lion approaching us and would devour us.Otherwise, that we, when we see that, that we would be very careful.
有时候魔鬼的工作是无形中的，看不到的。
Most of the time, the satanic work, which is something intangible, something that we would not be able to see from our naked eye.
那是最可怕的，看不到的危险是最可怕。
Those kind of intangible, sinful temptation actually is the most fearful one.
魔鬼就是引诱我们在神的面前犯过失、犯罪。
Satan oftentimes attack us and would accuse us, because finally we were trapped in sin.
在差不多有20年前了。
It's about 20 years ago.
台湾那个时候江端义的教会有一个新月教会从香港派到台湾。
In those days, there's one church. which is established originally from Hong Kong and then spread to Taiwan, called Xinye Church.
啊, 那个是谢灵教会。
This church was controlled by Satan.
啊, 有一个弟兄就受到迷惑。
However, one of the brothers in our church who had been swept away to that church,
啊, 认为这个教会比我们真耶稣教会还好。
He personally feel that this church is more perfect than our True Jesus Church.
啊, 这位弟兄是一间教会的中务负责人。
This brother happened to be one of the board members, General Affairs Department, in one local church.
啊, 同时和他要好的有一批人准备统统要到 那一间教会去。
And for those, they are closely associated with this brother, they all belong to one church congregation. They were ready to leave away our church and to go to that church.
台湾总会知道了以后就开会看要派什么人去救他也好。
After the General Assembly in Taiwan, they were informed of these things. They hold a conference and they decide to send a suitable preacher to go to persuade them back.
商量的结果是派他的弟弟去最好。
After the consultation, they decide to send this brother's younger sister, this brother's younger brother, to go to them.
我们中国有句话说，大呼还是亲兄弟比较好。
There's a Chinese saying that it's better to be a close associate, better than a faraway friend.
就派他的亲弟弟去劝他，要救他。
So they decide to send his young brother to go to persuade them back.
他的弟弟因为不小心，结果去了，不但没有把他的哥哥劝回来，自己也被拉去了。
This young brother, being naive, not well equipped himself, instead of being able to persuade them back, he was trapped and followed them accordingly.
所以，救人的工作，自己要特别的，要谨慎，要做灵修，要多祷告。
Therefore, we say that when we want to do this kind of the mission of rescuing someone, then we have to extremely careful. We have to pray with a devoted heart before we do that kind of work.
那我们就既然这么危险，我们就不管别人好了，别人发生危险，让他危险，我们保全自己好了。
Further, we are saying that since this is so dangerous to save someone,
那样也是不行的。
Then we just being a self-protective person, whether this is right, this is not right.
我们再看, 加拉太书第六章。
Let's consult Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第一节刚才已经念过了。
We have just read verse 1.
那第二节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。要互相担当，他有困难，我们要去救他，我们才能够完全了基督的律法。
Verse 2 continue on, say, carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
那如果我们不去救他，见死不救，这个等于杀人罪。
Because when we see someone is falling into the trap of temptation, the sin, being just an innocent bystander without reaching out and rescue him, then we are also same thing like committing murder.
人是一定要救，但是救他的时候自己一定要武装起来。
It means that we have to try our best to rescue him, but before we do that, we have to be well equipped ourselves. We have to be extremely watchful ourselves. Then we will not fall into the trickery of Satan. Let's continue on the 6 points what we should be careful.
先看马太福音,
let's consult Matthew. Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章,
Matthew chapter 6,
第一节,
verse 1.
你们要